Welcome to Always Searching, the podcast challenging conventional wisdom about health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. I'm delighted that you're here. Welcome to Mark My Words, a segment of the Always Searching podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. I'm taping this podcast in the last week of August in 2022. It's a really important week, a pivotal week, because there are many milestones and anniversaries. First, I'm reminded that it's the anniversary of my mother's passing. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but she actually didn't die from pancreatic cancer. She died from a hospital-acquired infection. In the last few weeks of her life, she was in ICU, she was in the hospital. And what was so amazing to me was, despite everything that she was going through, she wanted to still stay on her chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer, cancer that has really the worst outcome that you can imagine. We haven't changed the death rate in over 50 years. And here she was, intubated. She was fighting for her life, and yet she still had hope that she could fight this and wanted to continue on with her chemotherapy. We're also coming to another important milestone, and that is the launch of Artemis, bringing us back to orbit, the moon again. It's been over 50 years. And in that journey, we've had many successes. We've had many tragedies as well. We've had many challenges, and we've had many sources of inspiration. Artemis was to launch on the last Monday of August. We all waited, but for those of us who had been part of the space program, we weren't surprised that it didn't launch. It's a new vehicle. There are many challenges, but we were hoping for the best, but again, preparing for potentially the worst. It's the space way, the NASA way, so that you're not met with any surprises. We're also coming to an important time as well, and that is with COVID. We've talked about bringing in new vaccines, a new bivalent vaccine to fight this infection. As kids are going back to school all across the United States, we're talking about new ventilation measures, new tests. Masking is certainly not at the forefront of it, but there's still a discussion on how we can improve our masks. As we've lost well over 1 million people, and every day we're losing more and more, between 500 to 900 people at this time. We always say living with COVID. Right now, I don't see how we're living with it. I think we're existing with it. But there will be a day when we have better vaccines, when we have better treatments to prevent long COVID, when we have better masks to prevent infection, and certainly improving our ventilation so that we are in safer places. We will come to a time where we can begin to live with it. I'm also reminded of an important time as well, and that is the history of our country. Over the past weekend, I had an opportunity to be in our camper to explore the Pennsylvania mountains. And as luck would have it, it rained every day. So I had the opportunity to stay inside for a good part of it and to put on an old DVD. It was a classic of the HBO series, John Adams. And now I had an opportunity to actually binge watch all of it. And what was interesting was that our forefathers and mothers, our ancestors who built this country, who built the United States, had such hope in democracy, even though it was so fragile. And trying to fight the British with an army that had been around for centuries, to now having our militia come together to build an army to be able to fight, was so extraordinary to watch. And they had hope. But they were also preparing for the worst. They were preparing for a cold winter. They were preparing for if they had been captured, they would be deemed traitors. So they were preparing for the worst, but they never lost their sense of hope, which kind of reminds me of what we're going through in this country, in the United States right now, as there's discussion about fighting in the streets and Republicans and Democrats fighting each other and whether democracy can survive. I still have hope. I still have hope, but again, we also prepare for the worst, but I still have hope. And then on a personal note, one of my loved ones was diagnosed with a very serious medical condition over the summer, a condition where there is no surgical options in the United States, except potentially in one place, but she didn't qualify for the experimental treatment. And so every day we would watch her, we would care for her, we would take her to her medical visits and try to keep her calm. And when I found that there was at least one place in the United States, I had a sense of hope that maybe one day we can get her the help that she needs. Again, preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best. And this got me to think about our lives and how we need to live them, how we need to continually transform them. I'm from the glasses half empty school. There are people who say it's half full. I tend to be from the half empty. And I often tell people after spending so many years at NASA that when you prepare for the worst but hope for the best, it just gives a sense of calm. You're not surprised. You can handle anything that you encounter. You're prepared. And what I found is by hoping for the best, that there are actually physiological and psychological changes that one experiences. When you have a sense of hope, your cortisol levels go down, your blood pressure decreases, your good hormones, your neurotransmitters, such as your serotonin levels in your brain increase, even dopamine may increase. That gives you sort of a sense of feeling good, kind of like what you get when you eat that wonderful piece of dark chocolate. You also tend to sleep better. You tend to be more creative. You tend to be more productive. You tend to have more energy and really actually want to exercise to improve your health and well-being. So it's always important to never, never lose hope. You can still prepare for the worst. I do that, goodness. I think growing up in Colorado, we always made sure that our pantries were full and that we had gas in the car in case a blizzard came. But we also had a sense of hope that blizzard might come, but it'd be a wonderful time for everyone to get together, to sit around a fireplace, to build a fire, to build a snowman, to enjoy what nature was going to bring. So my lesson here, mark my words, we are always searching to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And by doing that, we can lead a life filled with joy and filled with happiness, and filled with a promise that the sun will come up, the day will begin, and we can live a life of goodness. Until next time, we're always searching. Thank you so much for listening to Always Searching. Please share it with your community. This podcast was produced by Noah Jones and hosted by me, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. Until next time, we're always searching.